Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's a privilege to be able to share a brief message with you from God's Word each morning this week. Western civilization was founded upon the principles of freedom and individualism. It resists any form of subjugation or the very thought of surrender. Prime Minister Winston Churchill's words to the House of Commons during the opening salvo of World War II in 1940 best exemplify this philosophy. Speaking of potential Nazi invaders, he said, "We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the streets, we shall fight in the hills, we shall never surrender." And while these words rightfully stir up patriotic sentiment and fervor in our secular lives, Christians realize that with regard to our spiritual existence, we must all surrender and yield to our Lord Jesus Christ. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians, speaking of Jesus, "Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." We will either surrender our stubborn will now or at the judgment, in loyalty and obedience to our King. And so this week we're discussing five things in our lives we must surrender in order to be pleasing to the Lord. We've discussed first surrendering our pride, then on Tuesday surrendering our tongue, and yesterday surrendering our temper. Today we want to discuss surrendering our worldly desires. In Galatians chapter 5, beginning in verse 19, the Apostle Paul writes, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Pursuing our worldly desires will ultimately lead to missing out on heaven. And if we miss out on heaven, we've missed it all. We must surrender our worldly desires and our worldly lusts to our God. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16, the Apostle John writes, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." We have a choice, John says. We can either love the world or love the Father, but we cannot do both. And our earthly lusts and our earthly desires are not from God, but they are from the world. And if we choose to pursue those, we have turned our back on our Father. If we are to be obedient to Him, we must surrender our worldly desires. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, and verse 22, the Apostle Paul tells Timothy, "Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." Paul calls upon Timothy to flee youthful lusts, not to get as close as you can get without crossing the line, but in fact to look at youthful and worldly desires and to run in the other direction. That is what it means to surrender our worldly desires to the Lord. And in Titus chapter 2, in verses 11 and 12, it says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age." We must deny ourselves and our desires, surrender them to the Lord, and live soberly, righteously, and godly. We must surrender our worldly desires to the Lord. As the old hymn says, "All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live." I thank you for listening this morning and hope you'll join us tomorrow morning as well as we continue to discuss surrendering all to our Lord.